social media is hot. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms are surging in popularity. Such popularity brings out the bad guys who try to exploit and profit from it. We may not be in a security mindset as much as we need to be when we're using social media because the posts are from our friends and we trust them. Social media security expert Tom Esten gives us some advice on staying safe when using social media.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. All right, we're here with Tom Esten at the House of Blues in Cleveland at a cool Twitter conference. Tom, you're with socialmediasecurity.com. Tell us about that.
Socialmediasecurity.com is a project that I started to put some focus on the issues of security and social media. So it's a site that basically puts together a lot of different blogs, a lot of different research from different security researchers into one location. Also has guides and videos, some user awareness things. So if you want to know how to like properly secure your Facebook account, for example, we have a guide that walks you through the settings and things like that.
Okay, you know, social media is just catching on like wildfire, and people, often the people who are using social media might not be the technically astute, so there's all kind of dangers out there. But let's look at one of the things that's really in the news as of yesterday, that huge Twitter was down, the denial of service. Tell us about that. What happened?
Yeah, so basically, like they said in the news this morning, that attack was actually targeting one user. So it was targeting I believe he's Chechen or Georgian blogger. And somebody basically attacked him on wherever he had a social network presence. The way that they do that is through the use of a botnet. So a botnet is like millions of computers that are under the control of one person. And those computers get compromised through viruses, through going to bad sites, things like that. And so what they do is that these people will rent these botnets out to organized crime, to governments, to anyone with enough money. And they can use these botnets to do things like denial of service. So, for example, what they did in this case is they just flooded Twitter with all these requests just to his page, and it was overwhelming where Twitter just basically shut down and denied all legitimate traffic.
You know, it's one of those things, historically, whenever there's a new platform or application or something, the bad guys find ways to exploit it. And one of the things with social media, we often, because it's quick, and we need short, like Twitter with 140 characters or less, we use ways to reduce the length of our URLs for our links and stuff, but that can be a problem, can't it?
Yes, it can, because the issue is you don't know where those links go, even from your own friends. An example I always use with the coop face worm, which is going on right now on Twitter, those links actually will come from your friends because their accounts have been compromised. So the problem is that you're more likely to click on anything from your friend versus some hot chick spammer, as I like to call them. All the pictures you see of hot chicks, and they're really spam. So these types of viruses and these worms, what they're doing is they're exploiting the trust or trust relationships that's already built in these social networks.
The other thing with social networks and social media, you see a lot of third-party apps delivered for fun or to make things easier and all. And obviously, those are a source of potential danger.
Yeah, one recent example is the TwitViewer app, which was actually a trending topic a couple weeks ago on Twitter. So many people entered their credentials, their Twitter credentials into this application, not knowing what the application does, and it started tweeting on their behalf. And then who knows what happened to those credentials, because the developers collect those credentials and they can use them for whatever they want. Then the other problem is that most people use the same username and password for every site that they go to. So, which brings in, you should have a different password for every site that you use. Password managers, things like that can help mitigate that risk.
And also when you're out there on social media, you know who you are, and you want to give the true who you are. You don't want someone impersonating you. You don't want to follow someone that's just a fake
you did a pretty funny social experiment with that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I created a parody account of Rick Astley. I was amazed some people didn't know who Rick Astley was, but he's an 80s pop star, and basically I created an account, and I wanted to see how many followers I can get. I think I wanted to create maybe the biggest Twitter Rickroll in history, but I kind of stopped just in time after I, believe it or not, I actually had 666 followers.
Wow.
So I decided to stop. But I was actually testing out how these spammers use tools and scripts to automate spam throughout Twitter. And that's one way to do it, is by creating a fake celebrity account. People are just going to automatically believe you are Rick Astley without doing any kind of verification.
And what about your own brand? How can you monitor it so that someone isn't hijacking it from you?
A good way is to use Google Alerts. So, for example, if for Twitter, you go to search.twitter.com and type in your company or your name. And then what you do is there's a little RSS feed link to that. So you'll click on the RSS feed, and then you add it into something like Google Reader or NetVibes or some other kind of RSS reader. And that way you can get real-time updates whenever somebody mentions your company or your brand or things like that.
You know, and security is not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process, spy for spy. So how can people follow you, get to your blog, follow you on Twitter, and learn more about this?
Sure.
The current?
You can go to socialmediasecurity.com. You can also follow that, socialmediasec on Twitter. My account on Twitter is fusion0x0, and my blog is spylogic.net.
All right, today we're at the beautiful House of Blues in downtown Cleveland at the Cool Twitter Conference, speaking with Tom Espin, social media security expert. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.